Blog Talk Radio.
Oh! Well, she came home with it, but she wasn't back home.
When is the night that she got going to the bathroom? There is a night.
Yeah. Wally Ali, message, image, get the image out of the world. They sat in church for all them years as a Caucasian man hanging on a wall, and it don't look like you, meaning the inferiority come in. The inferiority take over. Can't do this, I can't do that. I need some help with this. I need to borrow this. I can't do this and can't do it. All that inferiority come in from that image. We own nothing. Inferiority came in. Still is. So we are few to move these images out of the world.
I don't know. For what? What we got to fear? Nothing but the Creator himself. The Creator was with Moses when he fought to remove the image out of the world. He was with Christ Jesus. Jesus said he didn't come to change. He come to fulfill. And he didn't come on his own. God sent him. I mean, he was ushered and due to this work. And to get rid of the image is one of the number one problems of all of the whole world. Because if you're seeing God incorrectly, then all the elements in your system going to be corrupt. Your thinking, you wish you were somebody else, and that image don't look like you. Don't our people wish they were somebody else? If we had been in our natural form, in our natural mind, we would have allowed our children to sing us songs that sang us underground, sound like the KKK made them songs, die a nigga, kill a nigga, run over a nigga, cut a nigga heart out. That sounds like some of the Ku Klux Klans or somebody who think they superior wrote. And when you think you're superior, you become Iblis. Iblis is one who thought that he was better than the other person because God made him out of fire, made him a little smarter, made him think fast, way fast, do things without any hesitation. God said he loved those who do right. And Satan is not one who do right or want to do right. So we here tonight on this Block Talk radio station coming out of California under the guidance of Hameen Muhammad. I am Brother Abdullah Akbar and Dai Akbar. We are from Decatur, Georgia. We are co-host workers tonight along with Suja Muhammad and along with Muhammad coming from out of Savannah, Columbus, Georgia. This show is sponsored by Sister Claire Muhammad STEM School. Come into your community in the near future, and that future depends on how quick we wake up as a human family. Then we will have more STEM school, more nice neighborhoods to live in, more business that nobody will be out of a job, even a blind man or the unlegged, the man don't have no leg. We'll make sure he got a job. Nobody will be out of work. You don't see nothing of ants out of the work, do you? Ain't we better than some ants? You don't see no spider out of work. Ain't we better than spider? So all praise are due to Allah, the Lord, cherished and sustainer of the world. So let us make the light. Let us make prayer. Let us ask Allah to bless this show and guide us through this show. And first we will say it in the Arabic language, the beautiful language, that God sent to all of the prophets. All the prophets spoke Aramaic. They don't put that in public school. They ain't going to tell you that in public school. Why? Because Satan is running this world. He wants justice and fairness and for him. Or for a certain people. He don't want for all, but we got to have all for all to enjoy this great world, this great land that we live on, owned by Allah, not owned by no person. The Native American used to laugh at the Caucasian man talking about he owns some land. He can't put none of that land in his pocket and carry it anywhere. They used to laugh at how do pale face own land. That's what the Indians used to laugh at. Pale fish, you can't trust them. So that's where they been. They were made to be like Iblis, not trustworthy. Not all of them, because we wouldn't be free with all of them like that. We wouldn't have had an underground railroad if all of them were like that. And many of them fear God. Those who fear God, they don't want to help promote the underground railroad. So we here tonight, let us start off and get started with a prayer. If we open with a prayer and start with a prayer, that means we done two things right. But in the middle of what we got to get right, and we are working to get that right too. So we're going to go on over with a prayer call that's right there. Humalay Shaitan Rajim, Bismillah Rahman Rahim. Alhamdulillah, Rabbilay, the means of Rahman Rahim. Maliki Omidin, Yaka Nabud Yaka Nasain, Etienne Serato Musikin, Serato Ladina, and to lay him. Glory, Magdu, we lay him. Wallet Dorning. English translation. We seek protection with Allah from Satan, get safe from the rejecting enemy, the outcast, with the name of Almighty God, Allah, most gracious, most merciful. Allah is the master of the day of judgment in which we all live. Thee alone do we worship, and thy aid we seek. Show us the straight way, the way of those whom thou hast bestowed thy favors on, and not of those who go astray. Amen. What a beautiful prayer that Allah has given us to remind us that we are obligated to keep the prayer, keep our prayers up. We're obligated to the prayer like he wanted to be said. And then we really understand that we're praying to Allah the way we should, that he wants to pray to him. We ain't praying to him like these other people praying to him. Give me a Cadillac. Give me a Volkswagen. New home. Let me hit the lotto. We don't pray like that. We pray. We said, Bismillah. And then we start making our prayer to Allah who has gave us the prayer through his book called Al-Quran. So Al-Quran from Al-Fatiha to Al-Nas is nothing but a prayer book. It's a prayer, and we use it in our life, and we keep safety around our life. So we're here tonight, again, talking about removing the false image that they have given the world, and they have given us. We understand they have given the world, took these images all over the world. So you can't go to India, you can't go to China or Russia, Africa, in the Middle East or Central East or whatever, and you will find that image. There was some Arabs talking about in Dubai. There was some Arabs talking about, we don't believe in homosexual, but we believe getting along with everybody. God don't believe in getting on that, with those people. God say love those who do right. How two people who can't have no baby doing right, when God said in their book, populate the earth. Can two men populate the earth? Did God start off with Adam and Eve, or did he start off with Bobby and Steve, or Shirley and Brenda? No, he started off, just take a pair. A male and a female is a pair. Two males and two females is like two left shoes. They don't look good together, and they don't get the job done that the left shoe and the right shoe should be doing. They're in opposition to each other. They make no sense to a big old rust, two big rusted men's kitchen. That's a sick picture. Slumming on each other. Somebody, hey baby, two big old nasty rust, or two pretty girls, and the ugly one folks think she the man. That's an ugly picture. We have to talk to our children and tell them the danger of this. There's no paradise. We have to tell them that God sending those people to HEA where they choose the ticket that they buy trying to be a homosexual is sending them to hell. In the Quran, if God had had a son, why can God have a son and don't have a wife? It don't make sense. All that, there's like two males going, that don't make no sense either. So God saying he is described marriage for the male and the female. He chose Adam and Eve to keep the world populated. Bobby and Steve can't keep the earth populated. Shirley and Brenda cannot keep the world populated. And I know I got a homosexual daughter. And I tell her I love her, but I don't love you more than God. Love you. God said he didn't make no mistake, but you making a mistake. I said, you're going to burn from the mistake that you make. Oh, Daddy, don't talk to me like that. I said, the truth will set you free, and a lie will keep you in bondage. And you've been lied to. Come on, I'm a man. You want to change your voice. You want to lust at a woman. That's all it is, lust. You can't love no woman. You get lust. The only thing you're doing is lust. And the lust you created in your mind. Because God said, however a man or woman thinks, so is they. If you think wrong, your body going to follow your wrong thinking. So if you think that you a male or you a female, then how wrong can you get? And then God shows you in scripture what he do to those who done wrong before you. And you're going to risk you're going to risk your limbs. You're going to risk your life. You're going to risk paradise trying to follow your low desire. That's all it is. Your lowest desire. And the act you get in, it's a low act. It ain't no high act that you're going to be proud of if you saw it on the other side. If God showed you your life on the other side and showed you the filthy thing you're doing, you're going to wish you was hundreds and millions of miles away from that act. But you get in that act like nobody see God. Allah say he sees everything. He recalled everything you have done, I do, and the other people came here, the one who would come and left. He recalled everything they have done from the day they born until the day they die. So God ain't missed nothing that you did or I'm doing. Everything has been recorded. It's going to pop up in front of your eyes like a big state, like a movie with a big screen on it. So why don't we do right? Why don't we love doing right? Because Hollywood, the rappers, and all these videos with the women in there dancing and smoking and they're doing it and everything, like there ain't no consequence going to come from that. The consequence going to come from that. It's going to come from a holy person who don't want to speak to a holy. They don't want to get involved in that. Consequence comes from that. God said live a balanced life. Yes, dance and have a good time, but dance with your wife. Take your wife to the movie. If you coding her, go to the movie with a chaperone. And make sure y'all keep your hands off each other until you have a wedding, until you get a diary. Diary means a token of your respect for her and what you can do with that diary and what diary she's going to get from there after. The bills paid. The rent paid. The grass cut. The grass, all that. That's in love. Making the bed up. Washing the dishes. All of that been doing some. That's love. Love ain't no hugging nobody, kissing nobody. That ain't love. That ain't no way to show love when you go pay them bills, when you got set outdoors, when the wind is blowing and the cold weather, cold hell hit you from all different sizes. And you stand in a warm house. You can take a good hot bath. You can put your clothes and hang them up. And you can dry your clothes in your own dryer and wash them in your own. That's freedom. That's freedom of love. So God is, Allah is the greatest. So Allah is so great, he ain't let no truth be destroyed. And that is why we got these books called the Bible and the Quran. We got these books to keep our guidance on the right path. Keep truth out front. And Allah, he has given all of us all of this truth in all these books. Now I have the Bible and the Quran right here. There are many of them. I got many Qurans. Somebody give me your Qurans. Found many Bibles and cars. When I go, you go to the auctioner and buy the car, there was a nice Bible in there. And I didn't want to throw the book away. I was scared somebody would get it when appreciated. But I love these books. I love plenty of books. So all praise is due to Allah, law and chair and sustainer of all the world. Allah said, Bismillah Rahman Rahim, Surah 11, Hud. Hud was the prophet Hud. Allah says, Bismillah Rahman Rahim, A-Lam Ra. This is the book with verses baseless and fundamental, established meaning, furnished, explained in detail from one who is wise and well acquainted with all things, and teach that he shall worship none but Allah. Said, verily, I am sent unto you from him to warn and to bring glad tidings. Surely Allah speaks the truth. And that's all of us. We've been woken up to sin and bring glad tidings to the human family. When it wasn't Christmas, that so-called the Christmas, the pagan holiday just left, where all them people, many of them got killed, many of them lost their house because they have Christmas tree in it. Over 178 trees set the house on fire here in Georgia. 178 trees have set people's house on fire from putting up a pagan tree. You can't keep doing wrong and nothing bad ain't gonna happen to you. They know that's wrong to put a pine tree up and call it a Christmas tree. A cedar tree and call it a Christmas tree. Cut the tree out as far as before the tree get old enough and big enough to make furniture out of or make lumber that you can build a house with. They cut it down before time. Allah said that's a cursed person that does that. A tree is supposed to keep you warm, produce plenty of wood to build your house so you put your roof on it. With the wood, so you can have a decent and a safe and a place to live in. It ain't made for you to go cut a tree down and put it in there and think ain't nothing gonna happen. Then lie on the house. Santa Claus came last night and landed on the roof and came down the chimney and left toys. And you went to the department store and spent all your money buying them toys. You didn't put your car for. For a loan, got a loan on your car. Loan shark done got you and got your car title, and you up there celebrating a pagan holiday, and you ain't paid for the last year pagan holiday that you celebrate. You still owe money on that. That's to say you worship Christ. You talking about that ain't the devil? That ain't what the devil wants? So we here tonight to bring this truth to you, because we love our human family. We ain't here to save no special ethnic group. We all human beings. The Caucasian man is head to head. Don't you want to stop it? When he say he's better than you, when he keep racism going, when you look and see he going to court, ain't no justice what he doing. He promote homosexuality. They promote, we don't have no TV to promote showing two men kissing, two women kissing. We don't have no station, no channel to do that. We ain't put that filth in the school. They did that. They don't put that homosexual, having a homosexual in school, teaching it our children. To a rusty man talking about he's a woman. Huh? Beard, got muscles everywhere talking about I'm a female. God made a mistake with me. He ain't making a mistake by showing you in the scripture, you're going to put your butt in the hellfire. He ain't made no mistake then. So why he made a mistake? Then the states, all the states, around the states, all the city and town, they let a homosexual man adopt a child, or two homosexual women adopt a child. Why is that? Because they say they're educated. Oh, they're smart. They got 3 degrees. They were no smarter than the people before them, and God destroyed them. They were smart. They had business and everything else, and God put fire and brimstone on them. That's a sign to them, a warning to them. If they don't take heed to the warning, then we should get away from these pagans. Because God's going to punish them. God don't change. If he did it 100, 1,000, 10,000 years ago, he'll do it. He'll do it today. A lot of them, like, when our lot get tired, and we ain't like what we do, we try to go along with things just to get along. But no, this all these storms in America, all these ice storms, some storm carrying the baseball size hail, and some of them carrying basketball size hail. You take you don't care me, Allah is not working. Allah say he's always somewhere doing a marvelous job. And he's dropping in baseball, basketball, biggest basketball on the people houses. How long do you think they gonna last? Why would anybody be in a house and think that God not punish them in a big roll of ice, big as a basketball, come through the roof? Why not them thinking that God not punish them? That's a punishment. Allah said he loved those who do right. So we have to alarm and wake up and warn the people, all of them. We can't say, well, I'm going to save this baby because it's black. We got to save all babies because we are all human beings. We all come from Adam. They caused this problem of racism, and we're going to put an end to it. That's what we're going to do. We're going to put an end, Prophet Muhammad put an end to it, try to put an end to it. And he did that while he was here on this earth. He spoke about that. Ain't nobody better than nobody. And that's one of Satan's traits. I'm better than he. I got a Lamborghini. He's driving a Ford and a Chevrolet. I'm better than they are. So long as he thinking like that, or some of our people thinking like that, got a little money, means about, God has warned them, says, look, you can gain the whole world. You can have Montana, Texas. You can gain the whole world. But if you lose your soul, you ain't got nothing. That's what's going to make it into the paradise, the gender. So we here tonight, I see we got other people who want to say something, and I'm not going to do all the talking. I thank you. Those who are in the queue want to speak, please raise your hand, and we will cut your mic on. We're here tonight to share, and listen, and give and receive, inshallah. The best one of us is one who obey Allah best. That's what Allah said. And no one here no better than that. Push one. When I'm talking about raise your hand, those who know what I'm talking about, it's the max one on your
phone receiver.
And your hand show up. So we want to share this talk. So let me bring see his brother Suja. I hope he would be on, but I know on Thursday he normally go to the masjid, and they're working things out to make things happen. And Brother Suja, assalamu alaikum.
Brother Suja,
assalamu alaikum. Hi, assalamu alaikum. Well, you just, assalamu alaikum. So, are we on?
Are you on?
Yeah.
Are you sure? Will somebody say something? Let them say something.
Somebody say something. Suja, Muhammad. Hi, assalamu alaikum.
To let you know that they
hear me. Let me know that you hear me. Assalamu alaikum. Assalamu alaikum. Somebody say something.
No need people
in talking.
Is it turned up?
Yeah. Brother Sharif. Muhammad Sharif. Did you hear me? Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum. This is Amin Muhammad.
That's brother Amin.
Yeah, this is Amin. Amin calling from California. Yeah, I heard you loud and clear, and I heard Sister Daya. I don't hear this. Yeah, I don't hear Suja. Assalamu alaikum, Brother Suja. You there?
His mic is on. I see his man.
Him or Karan?
Oh, him or Karan. Karan? I said, Blake.
Because they do have one.
Brother Karan. Sister Karan. Okay, well.
Oh, praise be to Allah. Alhamdulillah.
Yes, sir.
Okay, let me see. Yeah, this is Amin. With God's name, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer. Alhamdulillah, brother. I really enjoyed what you said at the very beginning when you was talking about the music that they produce, some of these youngsters, some of this rap music. Happy holiday season.
Mm-hmm.
You know, could be called Ku Klux Klan record. You know, okay. A Ku Klux Klan record company. That really do describe it. That really do describe what they are saying. You know, talk about killing nigga and do this and all like that and everything. It's Ku Klux Klan, the Ku Klux Klan ownership of the company. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Satanic. So that I sure enjoyed that. Alhamdulillah. Let me see. I think Shuja dropped. Let me see.
Yeah, he dropped.
Shuja dropped. Oh, Lord. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So. Alhamdulillah, you know, we need to keep this up forever, because what they did is deceiving the whole world that God had a son, and he happens to be a Caucasian, and if the son is a Caucasian, like father, like son, that means God is a Caucasian, you know what I mean? And that's a great deception that they put on the world as they conquered the world.
Yeah.
Conquered the world, Africa and Latin America, all over.
Yeah.
Great deception. So this is really, a great thing that we need to keep up forever and a day, you know, forever.
Yes, sir.
Like, you know, exposing that these super lies that they put out, deceiving the world. And in time, inshallah, our people in the world's people are going to understand. They're going to get
yes,
it.
Sir.
They're going to get it in time. You know, praise be to Allah. We just need to keep working.
Praise be to Allah.
At
you keep working.
Oh, praise be to Allah.
Yes, sir.
I'm out here working right now, brother. So I'm going to
yes, sir.
I'm
go
turn it back over
to money.
You.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
All right, I'm going to turn it back over to you. Yeah.
Okay.
Alhamdulillah. As-salamu alaykum.
Well, I got some. Sister Karan, I saw Nigam. Sister Karan.
Leave her alone. Oh, yeah. Assalamu
alaikum.
Well, I got some. I see you raise your hand, but you left.
No, I didn't raise my hand.
Oh, it was you. Okay.
I mean, you pushed one.
But just give me a minute. I might have something to say after. Just give me a minute, a few minutes, okay?
Okay, I think you took your number. I don't like them.
That's
right. So we're here tonight with the help of Allah. Who have made us Muslim and made us conscious of our responsibility to the world. The good people of the world wanted Imam Wahdi Muhammad. They wanted him to come and share his wisdom. Because Imam said when he first come in, he told about how the enemy came in. And then he said in their discussion about him, they said, have Jesus returned? And Imam said, he said, in full force. We got to see what Allah has blessed us. He blessed us with that Imam Wahdi Muhammad to change this wicked world that we inherit, where we come into. We become a part of it. It's part of us. It's our share here. And we and America is our country. But if we help America, and that's what we're going to do, then we help the whole world. Inshallah. We help the whole world. Because the whole world is messed up because bad people in America go to them countries and they leave their filth there. They leave their filth there. They used to go there to those countries and just do the people any kind of way. Bad people towing their luggage, cussing the women, cussing the men out. Let's treat them so bad. That's an Arab and low down. So that's been known and that has been expressed in America. Even us, we was porters and keeping the boats and the ships and the railroad. We was porters on those keeping cooking the food. So we did all that, but we got mistreated. We got disrespected. Then they gave us a school that was inferior. And the school taught our women how to iron, how to cook, that they created, how to take care of somebody that got hurt. And we had to take care of them. Our children, our people had to say yes, ma'am, and no, ma'am, to the Caucasian child. My mama had to do it. To my daddy came and rescued her from stop her from working in them people kitchen. But those women could cook back then. They could make a cake from scratch. They could make biscuits and best cornbread, the best gravy. They could do all the women could cook a pancakes and all the good food. Egg, they could scramble an egg, I'm talking about, and grits and eggs. Those mothers back there could cook, and they cook, and they could keep a man. But these women today can't cook, and that's why they can't keep no man. You ain't gonna be able to keep no man fixing pizza all the time. You ain't gonna be able to keep no man. To go into a restaurant. Like you can go to the restaurant one day and the meal be excellent. And the next day the people didn't clean themselves up right. They got ugly attitude and they put that ugly attitude in the food you finna buy. Mm-hmm. And you talking about how horrible that food tastes, but you paid $75 or better. So all this because we don't know what's best for us. You know, God says what's natural is best. They done made unnatural be so attracted to us. So this image is causing this. The tattoo and the men got all the earrings in their ear. I remember a time men wouldn't think about putting no earring in his ear. But now look at the movies. All the football players, some of the basketball players, boxers now, got earrings in their ear. And I wonder how much problem the earring causes at home. She got earrings. He got earrings. She can't find his. He can't. I wonder what kind of confusion that caused. Then she got to have three of a whole lot of earrings because she got one in her nose. Or he got one in his nose and his lip. Following what they seen on TV. And then when you question, why do you do that? They say they grown. I'm doing my own thing. I got my own mind. But they didn't come up with the idea to put an earring in their nose. They used to put, they still do put rings in the nose of the bulls to lead the bull around, or the cow. Now these women getting the same treatment, doing the same thing, putting an earring in their nose. I wonder when that nose gets full up with cold, and that cold come down, and it can't come down and one of them, what you call, boogers get stuck up in there. I wonder how they handle that. Get stuck, a booger get stuck in their nose.
Don't keep on saying
that. It's sick. It is gross. But it's the truth. So we got a job to do. That if we don't do our job, then the children that we have brought senior, they going to continue to be misguided, misled, and then think they know something because they know a computer. They know how to spell and write. They think they can, that's enough. They know how to work out some problems. But if they ain't got no morals, I don't care what they got, what they don't accomplish. If they ain't got no moral, anything somebody throw at them, they'll be falling a victim to it because they do not have the creator of this creation in their life, and their foundation. We got to have decent moral. That's all the kind you can have. And the other moral, it's just a moral without no substance in it. So Allah is the greatest, and that is why we're here tonight. We're here to assure the world that Allah does not die. He does not need anything. He created all of us for one reason. It's just like he created Jesus for servants, to be a servant. And Jesus didn't come on his own. God sent him. All of us came through a female because that's what God sent us to, a female. The chicken and the rooster help produce the eggs or the little small chicken that we eat. That is natural way of having a chicken. The cow and the bull, the goat. And the male goat, the ram. Everything has a path. But the human being, he can take another man and then call it, they can let them call that a family. That's not no family. That is a matter of time that the family tree that they come from is going to be gone with them. It's going to disappear with them. Because they can't produce no life. Now, my daughter got three children, and two of them is homosexual. My grandson, homosexual. Her youngest daughter graduated from school, smart as a whip, brought a girl home.
Loretta Scott King.
And the reason she was able to bring a girl home with her, the girl mama allowed her to take her daughter home. And no relationship, no children coming from that relationship. Mm-hmm. So my granddaughter, the young one, she don't even speak to me because she don't hear what I had to say about that. She came out on the street and heard me condemning that homosexual lifestyle from the Bible. That's why I condemn, because God condemned it, and it is unproductive. So if she's going to get mad at me to tell them the truth, then I'm glad and she's mad. So I'm going to stay glad. She's going to stay mad because every time she think about me and she see me talking about the homosexual life, she's going to be mad all over again. So all praise is due to Allah. So anybody else got anything they love to say or want to say tonight, share in this wonderful talk we're doing about remove these images, remove this false lifestyle that's taking our people, taking the world away. Because there ain't no life coming from that world. Huh? You can put all the homosexuals... You could take all the homosexual and put them on the mountain. Come back 100 years, won't nothing be there but the mountain and the material they took there. A dog or two, a cat might be alive, But they'll be gone because they can't produce themselves. And then you let them adopt children, then that environment going to turn those children into homosexuals. Because the Quran said never did our people, our children, the people that this strayed away from what was right until they fell into the wrong environment. And you know this so-called Christian environment is wrong. And it's never going to be right until they worship God in spirit and truth. As long as they saying Jesus is God, they are pagans.
Worship one God in spirit and truth.
They are pagans. A man is God, pagan. Heathen, the Bible says the heathen. So we have to tell it like it is. Ain't nobody, you know, they want to paint people who tell the truth as haters, homophobia. I don't have no homophobia. You gonna tell me the creator of this creation, he got homophobia? That's what they saying? Because he the number one who have brought a whole society of homosexuals. They don't say God got homophobia. I was out there speaking one time and one of them homosexuals ran up to me. Come on, you teach hate. Never get how you say it. You teach hate. I said, no, I'm teaching what the Bible teach. That God created man and woman. And two men cannot produce a baby. You that teaching hate. Is it true? If it's true, it can't be hate. If it's a lie, then it's hate. He couldn't say nothing. It was African-American, homosexual, and the Caucasian. The Caucasian, he came down there and tried to defend it. The African American, he stayed up there, he behind the gas pump. So all praise is due to Allah. Allah is the greatest. So anybody else got any other thing they want to say, Sister Quran?
How you doing? I hope you're in good spirits. I hope everything's going well for you and your family. I'm calling to see if you know how I knew about Thomas's sister Shirley.
I shall make them. Sister Quran, you got anything you want to say? Now?
I shall make them. I hope to see y'all.
Yeah. Tommy's sister Shirley passed.
So all praise is due to Allah. So we're here tonight because we love the human family. And we speak like this because we love the world that God planted us in. Because we know that we're living in a time where anything can happen. There's babies being killed. Mothers are killing their babies, setting them on fire. Had twins. This mother had two of the beautiful girls. And she talking about one of them was just five of them. So she said the little girl up. The mother, two mothers that put their babies in the microwave. All this is evil is going on. They got people going around kidnapping women and turning them into sex slaves, putting them on ships and boats and sending them to China, Russia, Germany, France, Dubai, putting women, our sisters, hard-headed little girls who refuse to go out all night long walking the street and thinking nothing's going to happen to them. End up slaves. And they, when they refuse to carry out what they tell them to do, and they don't want to do it, they kill them and throw them in the river. Feed them a crack. So these are the things that's going on in the world that we got. We are the last ones standing, because most of the Christians and many of the Muslims don't sit down. the Arab Muslim going along with homosexuality, trying to compromise with the pagans. Or we are all the same. We must get along. Same joker come here to steal our place of worship. Same people that come here to put business in our neighborhood and call themselves a Muslim, and you can go in there and get numbers, you can get pork skin, you can get all, you can get wine, whiskey, and beer, cigars, everything that kill you that Prophet Muhammad told them to stay away from, they selling it in America. Look, we got one over there on Cleveland Avenue, across from Brother Abdullah, his name Abdullah, got his own clothing store. They don't, him and Milton, that's his Christian name, that's the name he had on him because he came overseas with Abdullah or Muhammad, and now he's Milton. I asked Milton, I said, Milton, come on out there, man. Samir, we used to beg him, come on out of that look store and bring your prayer cloth, your prayer rug, and bring your sickle bead and your Quran. Let the people see you what you believe in. Come on, Milton. You're in this neighborhood. And I urge everybody who want to kill themselves, go and buy from Muslim Milton, so-called Muslim Milton. He ain't no Muslim. He worse than anybody that sell alcohol, they ain't really got no religion. They can't be Christian, can't be Jew or Muslim, because God told us all not to kill, and them things is killing us. So thank Allah for, I see our sister, she done in the queue, and I'm going to bring her out and let her say what she want to say. Sister Karan Muhammad, assalamu alaikum.
Walaikum assalam. Alhamdulillah. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. I had cut you off, brother Akbar. I apologize for that. Alhamdulillah. What I want to say is that I just want to elaborate on one thing. I just want to elaborate on is that when you were saying about the brother, the immigrant brothers and sisters, they be, when they come in, they be taking on names, you know, like Susan and Jim with their last name. And you know, and I asked a Muslim, one of them, about that. I said, well, why you guys, you know, take on those names like that when you come in? And then, I don't know, but all of them don't do it, but I know one of them told me, I don't know how true it is, they said that they tell them to change their first name. They tell them, I forgot the reason, but they tell them to change their first name. And I can't remember what the reason was, but they said when they come across come over here to America, they orientate them on us. We are the first one they say they orientate us on. And I asked them, I wanted to find out what they, I wanted to ask my sister-in-law, but my son won't let me talk to her regarding that, you know, what they say about us. But I'm going to ask her. I'm going to catch her by herself and ask her. And then, because her name haven't been changed, you know, her first name haven't been changed. So, but some of them say that they tell them to change their name, their first name, for whatever reason it is. That's what I was told. Alhamdulillah. And also, I was listening to a station, and the brother was, they was talking about supporting, just like we was talking about yesterday, supporting. Supporting each other and everything, and the first thing came to my mind, I said, well, after I got off the line, I said to myself, I said, what community they come from? I said, I have grew up in a community, even as a child, that we supported each other. I said, what happened is that now The reason why you said that we are not supporting each other because we don't have no business. All the business has been taken. And then not only that, we're not advertising. If you don't advertise, your business doesn't exist. Like the brother, he was talking about the True Detergent, and he said he was doing it ever since 2012. I said, dang, see, that says something because I did not know about it until he started talking about it, and that was this year. So that's 12 from 8? I don't know, 7, 8 some years. Look how many years that was. That went by, and I did not know anything about it. So we have to advertise, and that's the thing about it. Even if we just give out flyers or like we said, we start in a newsletter, but we have to advertise to let the people know. Because a lot of things was happening, I did not know nothing about it. And I said to myself, I know when the advertising is good is when I get it because I don't socialize that much. I don't go out and party. I don't do this. I don't do that much, you know, especially at my age, and I didn't do it when I was young. So I said, well, if I get to advertising, then they're advertising. Their advertising is good because when it reached me. So that's what I want to say. So for what we have to do is start advertising as a people if we have a business. But like I said, we don't have that many business, so I don't know what's going on. But if you have business,
you,
we should advertise, alhamdulillah. That's all.
I agree with you. And that's why when I go out, I take my signs about a BUII, not BUII, but the Boktown Radio Station, and I take my lifeline. I got two signs, and I got a sign saying remove all racial image. And I got your sign that you made for me, the Dawah team. I got that. I have those four signs, and I have my soap and detergent on the table. You're right. You don't advertise. You're in existence. You're right. Okay, well, we got Brother Muhammad, another one of the from Zimmer's in the queue. And his mic is on. Brother Muhammad from Columbus, Georgia, my good bean pie brother maker. His brother maker, a dangerous bean pie and a cater pie.
And without a crust, he said.
Huh? Yeah, the crust, yeah.
He said without a crust. No, he said, Shuja asked him about his crust, and he said, he don't need a crust.
Yeah, he don't have a he had that graham cracker. Okay, Brother Muhammad from Columbus, Georgia, Assalamualaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam, and from the community of Prophet Muhammad, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Thank you a lot much for all of us being here again on the message of concern, and we thank a lot he has given us permission to do so. Udu billahi min ash-shaytani rajim, bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Alhamdulillah, again, we thank Allah for having us all here. And yes, Sister Quran is so right. You know, we got to advertise, we got to and come together and talk to each other about what Allah has blessed us and how can our blessings, if we share them with each other, develop everything we need, you know, everything we need, economics, shelter, schools. And so we definitely had to talk, and we have to be clear that we know that the only reason why we're not doing what we're doing is that we don't realize that how Shaitan is hiding himself in our thoughts, because he don't want us to discover that he's still trying to dictate to us our destiny, you know. And he, in any kind of way that he can slow us down, hold us down from talking to each other about Allah and His Messenger. And this and this favor that he's put on us and all the things that we need to try to do to get free from his influence, he hiding now. He really hiding. He's in his death throe. You know, he trying his best not to let it be discovered because he know we are fighting his schemes. You know, and he know that we have done such a good job schemes that he already done put out here in the world that now he's inside. You know, he got his little hidden place. That's where Allah SWT tell us in one of the meaning, you know, is that he's hiding in our subconscious now. He's hiding in a place where he can't be seen. you know, his schemes are. So because it, you know, he's losing a lot of his soldiers, you know, due to the good dawah, inshallah, that we all are doing all over this earth the best we can on any level that it might be, especially those who are putting together and living this way of life, you know, so that there be no doubt about it. So he's gone on the inside, you know, and that's why we got to get, you know, follow what we've been hearing over the years. I said, get the devil out of me, you know, get the devil out of me. You know, we got to evoke him out of him, because that's where he's hiding right now, and that's why it's hard for us to see him. And you know, and he really is whispering now. He's really, really is whispering, because he don't have nobody to whisper to us no more. You know, we don't teach you the drug dealer no more, the thief, the fornicator, the adulterer. We don't pay them no attention no more. So he's on the inside trying to catch the residue, the residue. He knows that he still got us inside of his world that we call the dunya by Allah's permission. Then he know he don't have to too much worry about the outside advertising. And he's the only one can do the inside advertising. So he's inside of us. You know, trying to fan our gin in the going against us and carrying messages to our conscious mind and developing appetites in us that will reach back out in the outside world and deal with his gins outside of us, you know, et cetera. But we'll get to it. But I basically wanted to say right quick on this message, the concerns that we need to review some time and look at the wonderful mercy that Allah has given us ever since our creation, you know, and we should be so happy to know that where we come from, you know, just a expression of Allah has made us possible. He just said, be, and here we are. You know, intelligence is, all he had to do is just say, be, and it is. And he just expressed what he wanted, and it happened, because he's the creator. And then we know that when we was in that other state, he showered his mercy upon us again by giving inspiration of us, you know, in the form that he introduced it to the world at that time, the angels and the jinns and everything like that, you know. Then he gave us some mud help. He blew into us. You know, on many levels, it could be guidance. It could be awakening our natural inclination to when we hear him or any one of his servants saying to us that we automatically bow down to that and make an effort to obey. Also, we know that through the wonderful revealing of the Quran to Prophet Muhammad and sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and gave him an update on our creation from the time he said be to Adam to coming down on this earth and all the way up through the prophets and messages of Allah to Prophet Muhammad, are fully developed since our creation just by a thought of his, use that terminology, paraphrasing, just by his thought. So we are fully aware. And the world is fully aware, because Allah, what he has told us, he has given it to other human beings on their level of understanding, you know. But there's no doubt what our problem in what we have in right now. Trying to keep us in a childlike trance, a childlike, impish, devilish way of making fun of creation, you know, of the animal, of the insects, you know, of this, of that, you know, and making us think that this is a joke or a dream. He put us in an illusion. And we thank Allah also that in our days and time that he has given us one from amongst us in the life of the W.D. Muhammad, Imam Warf D. Muhammad, and Imam Muhammad rehearsed again our development, how we come from just an expression of Allah, and then boom, we are his new creation. And then he also made clear to us what Allah told in the Quran to Prophet Muhammad, to update him at that time in the world, to let him know how we became a part of this earth. And he showed how we became water, how we became this, we became a cloud of this, we became that, we became flesh. Then we became men and women and children and humanity. And he shows our creation to us over and over again, how we just come from a drop of blood in this and a drop of water in that. And he always gives us the degrees of how he gave our father Adam his development, all the way up to Prophet Muhammad. But we have to remember, Allah with his mercy has showed us that we are ready to go to work. We don't have to fall for no more tricks. He even let the Honorable Muhammad tell us, yeah, you can't fool a Muslim nowadays. We are fully developed. Even now in our language, you know, we don't like to call our children kids no more because that's a goat, something that likes to play and silly and is emotional and is in another level that Allah has created him in. And we're not that. We are a full-blown human being. We are now, like some of the language that we do sometimes, you know, we are the final development of our human being when we take on the character and the ways of Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. He is Adam in his completion. He is Musa in his completion. He's Noah. Every prophet and messenger of God that we see in the people at that time, they are now fully developed. And this is why Allah said, this day I have finished. I have completed my favor on you. And you are a grown man now. You are a grown human being. You are ready to go to work. You are become my servant now. A servant has to work. A servant does work. So there's no reason right now. The only thing holding us up is our work. Just like Imam Muhammad in his few days before Allah called him back, he was teaching us how Allah said, enter ye my workers. You're not no little boy no more. You ain't no kid, no little girl. Little baby, whining all the time, looking for somebody to blame why we ain't being successful. Looking for somebody to blame why we don't know God the way that we say we talk about it. Full-grown human being. We are Prophet Muhammad, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, using that parable. He's a complete human being. And he has the final revelation and invitation to the favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that he gives a grown man, like he says in when he says about how the human being is fully grown and full of his strength, he can get his inheritance. And we got our inheritance in Imam Warfi Muhammad. Clearly, we know that's what his name is. We are the inheritor of the faith, of this responsibility of establishing the community of Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam for all people. We are the mercy to the world now. So we don't need no excuse. We don't have none. When we got the Quran, Allah said the only responsibility we have, those of you who understand where you are now and you understand the history of revelation and how from Adam to Muhammad, who you are, all you need to do is go to work and establish this halal reality. That's denying everybody freedom, justice, and equality. Not just us. Every human being that's under the influence of Shaitan is suffering right along with us. They just think that they're doing a little bit better because they're not suffering as much as we are. That's because they don't have the responsibility. They've already rejected it. We are grown servants of Allah. And our number one assignment is to tell everybody there's nobody but Allah, the creator, and his messenger, Muhammad. And if you model your life and follow his uswa, his character, you will be a grown human being. There's nothing bigger or better than you in the universe when you become a full-grown man and woman of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There's no reason why we look for childish reasons not to be with each other, not to take care of each other, not to establish a sanctuary, using that terminology, to show that we are free to be who we were when we came down here in Satan's time. It's been up. We just wait on the last believer to come across the finish line. You know how in a marathon, all we're doing right now is preparing when the last believer come across the line by Allah's permission, and they will be entering the paradise with us that we have prepared for them on this earth if we're still here, and we all are walking through the Jannah, just like Allah said. Those who believe and follow his messenger, Prophet Muhammad, they will walk across right on into the Akhirah. That's where we're supposed to be at. And we need to quit looking for excuses. Quit letting the world and all of us treat each other like we don't know nothing. We are full-grown people of revelation. We are Allah's creation, not each other. We need to quit trying to keep each and every one of us, and especially our children, from doing the work. You know, when we look at the life of Prophet Muhammad, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we see that from the time he was about 3 or 4 years old, he worked every day making life easy for those who were around him. At a young kid, young baby, even though he was an orphan, I automatically knew then it's about working, keeping the yard clean, going to get the wood, going to get the water, anything to make those who was taking care of him, showing him that he wants to be a part of taking care of himself and them. Look how he was when he was 8, 9, 10 years old, and them being in 2 or 3 different homes. Work. He went to work and became the most honorable worker in their reality at that time. Getting himself ready, prepared to understand the qualifications that he got from Almighty God Allah, who he was looking for, to thank for what he was doing and what he wanted to do for his people who needed his help. That's what our children should be doing. Us men who call of the Islamic faith, we should be teaching our children the life of Prophet Muhammad. And they'll see that he was a helper and a worker even before he became Allah's Rasul, by Allah's permission, to have that type of pre-Islamic history. He helped his uncle. He helped his uncle. He helped his cousin. He helped his people. He helped his foster mother. He helped anybody. He helped the community. He showed honesty. He helped the cities around him by bringing them the best of products, the best of respect and manners, and the best for their money. A worker. That's our example. That's who our model is. We're the model ourselves after him. That's the one who lies, Pitt. And yeah, if you can follow the leadership that we have experienced in history, and they're from all different colors, there's been all kinds of leaders of all different colors. But we still, our job is to model the life of Prophet Muhammad, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, as our leader did. Ibrahim Muhammad taught us from the cloud of blood all the way up to where, letting us know that we are full-grown men now. There's no reason why we shouldn't come together and build an excellent society, bar none. That is the message of concern, because we're way past the completion of it. Everybody on the outside knows we had to get Shaitan out of the inside of the heart of the human being. And the only way we're going to do that is to purify that heart by eating halal, thanking halal, loving halal, building halal. And he will flee from the heart of the human being. And we need to keep our children from the time they're born into this world, give them the life that Prophet Muhammad lived. Let them know that even though in this world, they try to brainwash it and think of having some kind of artificial, unnatural relationship with each other, but we're just a trust to each other. And to keep that trust alive, you know, if we tell him how Prophet Muhammad, the boy when Prophet Muhammad was your age, 3 years old, 5 years old, 6 years old when he lost his mother, blah, blah, blah. Even though the community was taking care of him, he worked for the community. Every day of his life. He even telling the believers to come and get him and carry him to Juma. He had work to do. So our job and all this problem that we're suffering in the world right now, we are not workers. We want to be teachers, administrators, and all that's good if you want to go to work with it. The Prophet Muhammad picked up some of the first bricks that were picked up to build Medina. He picked it up. And he had the intellect of the messenger of Almighty God Allah. And the greatest human being that the world will ever know. And we have an opportunity to share his message with ourselves and others, be our children. In closing, may Allah bless you to understand that. Just think if we just really slow down and told our children, step by step, the life of Prophet Muhammad. And how he was a worker, how he used to go out with his uncle to work and learn how and help his uncle to work. He wanted to be a part of his own care. He just didn't want somebody to just do something for him. He learned every job in the community that he lived. He learned almost every job, showing to him that it was his responsibility, even though he was an orphan. That he still can contribute by learning how to support the men in the community to be protectors and maintainers of the women. And also at the same time, by the women seeing that, they knew why it's so important that they treat their husband with the highest respect, their children, fathers with the highest respect. To treat their brothers with the highest, keep a nice home for so when those workers come home with the booty, they would have a wonderful, clean home for him. A big hug and a kiss. Thanking Allah, pray for him while he's gone. That's what we're missing. We're not working on being a Muslim. A mu'min. And what we really are, the Khalifa. So inshallah, we pray Allah that we understand if we go back. Because our teachers, our imams, were just like us. They were distracted by the shaitan. And they did not teach us Al-Islam the way that Imam Warfi Muhammad bring it to us. They distracted even him. Because he was trying to reach us. And we kept on doing like the Jew do, asking so many questions here. Asking what color that? What about this? What about that? Because Shaitan was distracting him, and we never did get the understanding of all praises due to Allah. We didn't get no full understanding of La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah like we should have. We sure didn't get the knowledge of how important prayer is, even though Imam Muhammad demonstrated it on video. I got the video where Imam Muhammad done on Islamic perspective, how we make prayer. We had to go back down, and since we had all these years, since the imam has been called back to Allah, may Allah put a light in his grave. We've had a chance to revive, to review what we missed so that we can give our children al-Islam, how to make a regular prayer. Imam Muhammad in a few days said, we're going to hit the people in his community. He said, we're going to establish one prayer. One way to do prayer, and if the rest of them want to follow it, alhamdulillah, if not, but we're going to cut out all this stuff when the call to prayer is given, and you said that we're looking at this five different set of people making five prayers in one line, making five different types of prayers. hands up in the air, arms flying, arms down beside, no unity, even in prayer. That's what he told his imam. He said, I'm going to teach you one prayer, and if you follow my leadership, and if you believe what I'm doing, right, then we're going to establish one prayer in our community, one way to pray.
All right, bro.
He said, we're going to stop out of all of this foolishness by getting back to what Allah says in the Quran, that unity, community is the most important thing that we need to have, and we get the victory.
Well,
and our peace and blessings on us always. If we think about our children, we don't want them to grow up like us, just knowing a little bit about Prophet Muhammad, a little bit about prayer, a little bit about Hajj, a little bit about this, etc. That's why our scholars don't come back and teach us nothing. They didn't learn nothing. They became expertise. They became specialists. Specialists in the Arab, specialists in the top six, specialists in that. But they still are not established al-Islam. Established community life. Established businesses. Back to you, Brother Akbar. As-salamu alaykum. May Allah's peace be with you. Forgive us for our sins. Amen.
To Brother Muhammad from Kalama, Georgia. May Allah continue to bless you and your family. So if anybody else who would like to say anything, just raise your hand. Max one, come into the queue and we'll put your mic on. We're here tonight to come to, with the solution, not that we got problem, but what's the solution to the problem? The solution is sincere prayer, being sincere. So it says, so can anybody fool a Muslim? They got two whole, supposed to be mess here, full of homosexuals. They call themselves Muslim. So can anybody fool a Muslim? I'm sure they've been fooled. Some two big mess here, a homosexual man and women, talking about they serving Allah. You know? So they've been fooled. Believe me. So all praise is due to Allah. We are here to uplift this community. And we all supposed to be one community, although we stay in different locations. But New Africa can be seen no matter where we are, no matter what location we're at. New Africa, can you see it? We not only want to see it, we want to bring it into existence. And we're going to do that. Allah promised us, if we do right, if we live right, and we try to correct all this wrong that we see, then Allah is causing the thing to change. He is with those who do right. And the people themselves, they're coming into the religion in groves, but just like everything that Allah seemed to bring into existence, Satan jump out there front and try to derail it. So there are people coming in religion, but they're coming in religion learning and giving all the respect and credit to the imam. They give us all the credit and respect to the imam. And the imam is supposed to give us 30 minutes. Juma, two parts. The first part is supposed to lift the Prophet Muhammad up and what we should be doing and what he gave us and to respect and love Prophet Muhammad, love Allah, keep up the prayer, giving charity, try to make it hard, all that. In the first 30 minutes. That second 30 minutes should be business. Why don't we go into business? Why don't we support somebody's business? Why don't we make somebody rich so that person turn around and give back and make us all rich? Imam told us to open up a shoe store. First people go in the shoe store. And once they get rich and start making money, they turn it over to somebody else, and they get rich, and they turn it over to somebody. He told us how to make the money. He told us what to do. But we didn't do it. He came up with PCP. What happened? They sat in there, and they ran, and they run it. They told what they made it look bad. They lied. They started lying about seeking. So all of these things are plaguing us because we trust people because some of them say they must. We trust them because they said amen. We trust them because they come overseas wearing long dresses, long garments, dressed like. Problem, how many would dress like that if he went to not the North Pole or the South Pole? He wouldn't be walking around with no sandals on. He would put shoes and socks on. He would put a coat on. He would keep himself warm. Because Prophet Muhammad was a human being just like us. He was a human being just like us. He just had the protection of Allah because he earned it. Being upright, living a decent life, calling people back to a decent life, warning people. He fought in a war. That's some common man who fought in war. See, he's seen in the marketplace shopping, buying food for his wife. Someone, he sold up his clothes. So all praise is due to Allah. And people are coming on this show. They told me they were coming. And when they get him, we will let you know. But we're here to make friends. We're here to kill the enemy. And we need everybody, whether they be Muslim, Jew, or Christian, for they rewarded with Allah and our rewarded with Allah. But we need them too. And they need us. So, Sister Quran, you want something to say? You got something
I'm
to
fine,
say?
Thank you. No, I'm fine, thank
okay.
you.
Okay, you know you can talk if you want to. We love to hear from you. We love to hear you speak. So all praise is due to Allah for this great moment here on this talk radio station. And we know that what we have here is valuable. And we're going to try to share it with the world. Not to control nobody or make nobody anything, but to let them hear this truth that we have received, that we have heard about, that we read about, that we can know that will bring about a change in the society. I don't care how mean somebody supposed to be, how evil, how low down they supposed to be, how crazy they supposed to be. Prophet Muhammad, may God peace and blessing be upon him. Some believers came to him, said, Prophet Muhammad, there's a crazy man coming to the mass. The prophet said, is he making all his prayers? They said, yes, Prophet Muhammad, yes, sir. He said, leave him alone. He'll be all right. This religion lets you know if you making your prayer, if you living the best life you can live, but you keep praying and you can be a little different, eventually you come into this religion wholeheartedly because you continue to serve Allah. I had friends who came into the religion and they would cut your throat, they would cut your pocket off and go in your pocket. They would send you a $2 Rolex for $1,500. But when they became a Muslim, true believer, they put all that down. They've been all over the country, but they put that down. So when I go to jail, I see all them
guy looking all strange looking, gray, blue hair, tattoos all over their bodies and plaster in their face. I know if they hear this message and we get to them rightly, they're going to be the best Muslim that this world has ever produced. Now, I know that. This religion can produce the best, make the best, take the worst and make it the best. No matter what he is or who she is, no matter what color they're supposed to be, this truth will clean you up where you won't be recognized by your friends. Sometimes your own mother can't recognize you because you've been changed so quickly. From eating hog to not eating hog, to drinking and smoking, only now thing you're now doing is praying and working, trying to make a better world, trying to get along with everybody. This religion can do it. This religion has proved to me, ain't no okay, how bad somebody are, how crazy they are, this religion can change you. So we pray that we all stay safe, stay on top of this world, and get rich if we can. God don't want us to be broke. He wants to have money. And we live in a world that they take money. So I'm looking to get my done here. I'm looking to get my share. But I know I got to earn it. And I know earning means working with others, and that's what I have to do. Work with the good people of this world. Because I mean a lot of people on the internet. They like what we're doing. So it's just a matter of time before they join us, and what we're going to lead people to. We're going to lead them away from the lie to a place of safety. We're going to lead them away from the biggest lie ever been told and told on the creator of this creation, that God, the creator of this creation, has a son. It only begotten son. He had forgot about it. And he came to give the world life in abundance. All these lies they put on Jesus Christ. A man born from a woman. But just like Suja said, a lie cannot be proven. You can prove the truth, but you're never gonna be able to prove no lie. Santa Claus is a lie. Homosexuality is a lie. Stealing is a lie. Taking something from somebody is lie. Think you better than somebody, you ain't nothing but a real crazy liar. And pretty soon your life gonna end quickly. Because nothing in this creation to conspire life on track when you say I'm not gonna. You eat God's food up every day. You use it as air. You use it as water to clean your body well, clean your mouth out. You use all of this. It comes from the creator of this creation. And he tells you he put this here before you got here. It was already here. So, Quran, you want to say something?
As-salamu alaykum.
Okay, well, I see two of y'all is on that. Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, I do want to say one thing. I want to say is that, you know, something dealing with for our children, that we need to tell okay. them all the time. Our children, and I'm speaking of mine too, you know, because you know, I speak of my children too, and I say I'm going to start doing this. Those that we know that's in trouble, that going to the left, that's out on drugs and all that, that ain't going, you know, just doing things that you know what they're doing, some of the things they're doing. We need to tell them because some of them think that they
too far out to come back, because I know someone told me that. They said, yeah, I said, I done did so much until I don't think I could, you know, God gonna, you know, forgive me. And we should let our children know. Every time they leave out that door, they remember, even if they forget, okay, I remember, Mom, but let them know that Almighty God, Allah, will forgive them of all their sins except putting a partner with me. Because sometimes they think they can't come back. They done went too far out. But they don't know. And you ask them, because I know a sister, she came to me and she was talking to me and she was asking me, because her child was out there on drugs and stuff like that. And I told her, I said, that's what I tell my child. I said that Almighty God will forgive you for all your sins except putting a partner with me. And you don't know that. You don't know when they might come back. They probably say, because they might want to come back, but they can't because they think they done got too much dirt on them. And we must let them know this.
I agree.
Alhamdulillah. That's something that I want to say that we should tell our children, you know, that when they leave out that door, they let them know that Allah will forgive them.
Alhamdulillah. Brother Suja, you, I see you in the queue. You got something you'd like to share with us? As-salamu alaykum.
Wa alaykum as-salam. I just want to give everybody the greeting. You know, I have a meeting over here on Thursday, and at the masjid, and we saw the turnout kind of today. So I'm doing a lot, but every Thursday I'll be at this here. I'm part of the community as far as on the board, and we have a meeting every Thursday. Praise be to Allah.
You're working.
Alhamdulillah. So we trying to establish this masjid here in Baton Rouge. You know, I know everybody having problems. They having problems all over. You know, but that's one of the things that we are trying to do, and we're able to clear some things up and set some things straight. You know, that's a blessing. Clear up all the confusion, you know, because they got a whole lot of confusion out there, you know, and Shaitan is working that confusion. Somebody just gonna have to be able to let the people know that things are coming on, you know, in these different places.
Yes,
how
sir.
Things are coming on, you know, some people think things are sane and it don't got so bad. Like my wife just say, it can't be no help, you know.
Okay.
So that's really, we need somebody, you know, to keep letting us know what's going on, you know, and everybody's looking for the good news. Everybody's
right.
Looking for the good news, you know. And so that's what we should be done, you know, as believers in Islam, you know, and we definitely got to work with our young people. I talked to a brother, when was it, last night? Last night. I talked to a brother about we are trying to get the young folks to establish business, and we want to let them know that, and we want to let them know that we want to try to support them in their effort.
Mm-hmm.
You know, in the business effort, you know, and especially the young folks that's already got business.
Okay.
See, what we're dealing with trying to help somebody go into business, kind of support them every way that we can to go into business, and we trying to support the one that's already in business. our brothers and Muslim sisters that's already in business. So we just want to let them know that we got their back, you know, and that our intention is to support you. You know, and the support comes all kind of ways. You know, some mm-hmm. people just you can help them if you just purchase some of their product.
Yes,
that'll be help for them, you know, and because that's more money that they're gonna be getting for that week or that month, you know. So that'll be good news, you know, to them. But we first got to get them interested. We got to get them called into the program, Block Talk program, where they know that there's a group, a Muslim, you know, their effort is to support us and help us, you know, and get them involved in what we are doing, you know.
Yes, sir.
And inshallah, you know, we still trying to come together with other people that's in business. You know, the more we come together with people that's in business and try to support each other, the more power we gonna have. The more power we gonna have. You know, so that right there is something that we wanna pass on. So by anybody got an ear to hear, they can hear that. And that we always open for them to call us. Give us a call, you know, and let's talk about what's going on. You know, but I can tell you this, everybody, it seems like a whole lot of people seem like they are coming together, and it seems like it's the right time where we going to come together and support each other, you know.
Yes, sir.
That's the handwriting on the wall right now. You know, is that everybody want to support each other? I'm talking about African Americans. I'm talking about Muslims. You know, see, we got two things that we got going that we got to look at, brothers and sisters. Two things as Muslims. You see, we got to look at. We're talking about getting together Muslim support, and through we being African American, we talking about getting together. We talking about getting African American support, our people's support.
Yes,
we need our people's support, brothers and sisters. We're not against our people. We're not just trying to set something up, you know, for ourselves. And just to show, we were trying to set something up where we are showing that we want to support our African American peoples, you know, our community, you know, it's gonna take a little time, but we got to work on it. We got to work on it, and inshallah. You know, we pray and ask Allah to bless us. You know, so we thank Allah for this opportunity. You know, just to say a few words and let you know that I'm doing okay. All praise be to Allah. I'm doing all right, and that inshallah, you know, we thank Allah for blessing us to have this Blog Talk on, and it's we got brothers and sisters that try to keep it going. It's a struggle, you know. That's mean. I don't say nothing. I mean, if you come on late, I know what time it is. You know, I know you're struggling trying to get everything together, and this problem in many cases is out of your hand. You know, mm-hmm. so we are thankful to Allah that we got this in a program on. We're able to talk to each other. That was a time we couldn't even talk to each other.
Allahu Akbar.
So we're thankful to Allah that we are able to come together like this that came to you in peace, to leave you in peace. Assalamu alaikum. And tell my wife I'm on my way home.
Mrs. She hear you. Mrs. Muhammad, he's on the way home. So keep the light on.
Alhamdulillah.
Long way, bro. Thank you, brother soldier, Suja Muhammad. Real soldier. And so he's working. I still go to McDonald's and sit there and drink me a coffee and start a conversation about passing out books, asking people, do they believe in one God? Do they believe a man named Jesus God? All kind of questions we ask people. Get all kind of answers. But all praise due to Allah. This is what we have to do. We have to believe in our ability to make this world a better place for all of us to live in. And we're here by permission of Almighty God Allah. And we created her for one reason, and that we serve him. And we be a good husband, a good wife. We be a good neighbor. We treat each other right. We be kind to all the children, especially ours. Be kind to them. Let them see you living a life. Let me see them see you living a life that cannot be questioned. So I'm going to bring Brother Muhammad in to close out. Get us ready to close. Brother Muhammad for Columbia, Georgia, can you close us out tonight, please, sir?
Yes, sir. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا صراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين.
Thank Allah for all that was on, who came to join us tonight. And we assure you with the help of Allah, we will be back fancy. We thank you. We hope to greet all of you as you come far. May Allah bless us all with a blessed faith. Let's keep working in our place. And eventually, Allah said we already are one. So when you see the people coming into the religion and proud, that know that you have done the best you can. All praises are due to Allah. So everybody have a good Juma. We hope to see you sad, inshallah. Bring a guest, bring a friend, bring a sister, a son, a daughter, bring somebody, invite them to this October radio station.